what we could talk about today is why we sing. I think that's pretty relevant as we're all songwriters, something we do every week in church. Phil said the reason I sing is to connect others with God, connect others with real life stuff in a way that words alone can't. I thought that's pretty powerful. From the time we were born, we were made with the inclination to sing. So before we could speak, before we could even form words, we were singing simple melodies. And I look at all my kids, before each of them could talk, they were all making tunes. They were, even Asher, who didn't talk till he was around three, we had to take him to speech therapy, he could still sing words before he could speak. And that's it for everyone. Like, nearly every human will make some form of sounds before they learn to talk. So again, like for us, it's so important that we sing, because that's what God made us to do. But what happened? Like, why did half our congregation not sing? Why are there so many people that say, I can't sing, I've heard it so many times? I think it's the same as why so many people say, I'm not creative. And yet everyone's made in God's image. God's our creator. So we're all creative. And I think as we form into adults, we start to compare, or we start to get fear, or we get told we're not good at it, or we listen to a lie. And so many people, not people in this room, but many people believe they can't sing. So we, as singers, as songwriters, as worship leaders, we need to get our people singing again. We need to get our people believing that they are made to sing. And there's a verse from Psalm 66, verse 4. It says, everything on earth will worship you. They will sing your praises, shouting your name in glorious songs. That covers everyone, everything. Everything will worship you. They'll sing your praises, shouting your name in glorious songs. That's Psalm 66, verse 4. Yeah. So why do we sing? In the Bible, and this is, I heard a great message by Bob Corfler, I think that's how you say his name, and he just rolled some amazing questions, which I'm about to ask. But Psalm, let me just roll these off. You can count how many times I say sing. Psalm 96, verse 1 to 2. Sing to the Lord new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day. Psalm 81, verse 1. Sing for joy to the God our strength. Shout aloud to the God of Jacob. Psalm 47, verse 6. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. Did anyone count how many sings there were? Just a couple of verses. Eight. Thank you, Jono. Eight times in just a small amount of verses. And we're commanded to sing that many times. In the Bible, there's 400 references to singing and 50 direct commands to sing. So it's really important to God. He's written it. We're commanded. It's more than just, yeah, it's more than just saying praises. He says sing praises. So why does God not just simply call us to praise his name? Why does he call us to sing his praises? And these are some of the questions. Why not just pray and preach? Why sing? Why throughout history are God's people always singing? Whether it's Miriam in Moses' day, battle songs with Joshua, whether it's David and all the Psalms, or whether we go into the New Testament and Jesus sings a hymn before he goes to the cross, or Paul and Silas in prison, and that's just a few. Why are they always singing throughout history? God's people are always singing. Why are words and music not just words alone? These are really important questions for us. And I'm just going to roll through a couple of reasons why we sing, but there's many more than what I'm about to say. So one is, and a few of you touched on it already, singing helps us connect deeper with God. In Psalm 33, it says, "Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him." It's fitting for us to praise him. It's fitting for us to sing. And so many Christians in the past have felt that music undermines the word. Yet music and words are meant to be together. God's given us music as a gift. And we were chatting about that last night when we, Jono and Phil, just that it's a gift from God. We read a Revelation 4, verse 8, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." And you can read that, and they're powerful words. But when we actually stop and sing them, it becomes so different. It deepens the impact of the words that we're singing. So those same words, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, early in the morning my soul will rise to thee." And you start to sit, it starts to sink in. And we don't have to be worried about emotion, because our God is an emotional God. Jesus had passion, he had emotion, he cried tears of blood before he went to the cross. He wept when his mate Lazarus died. Jesus was full of emotion. We're not made to be robots. We're made to tap into feeling.